This is Ted Kennedy. Wonders never cease. Senator Al Simpson actually voted for a civil rights bill. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, these consciousness-raising sessions on Face Off are having a good effect. Just the other day, you showed some heart and voted for a Kennedy civil rights bill, even if it did send your right-wing friends into cardiac arrest. The bill was a breakthrough, Al, a significant milestone for civil rights. By a vote of 75 to 14, we reversed an unfortunate 1984 Supreme Court decision. We strengthened the fundamental civil rights laws protecting women, minorities, the elderly, and the handicapped against discrimination in programs that receive federal funds. Because of your help, Al, we won that battle. Now we have to win the war. The hardcore anti-civil rights bunker in the White House wants the president to veto the bill. If you really meant your vote, Al, will you go the extra mile and vote to override a Reagan veto, too?
Now, Ted, don't rub it in. You won. But your efforts to paint civil rights as a partisan issue just won't sell. Thoughtful Democrats and Republicans alike work hard to pass that bill. Look at the vote. The American people don't care whose name or what party is on it. They just want to see the work get done out here. It took us 4 long years to legislate a solution to the original Supreme Court ruling. In the end, you had to come around to compromise, Ted. And we ended up with good language that does not interfere with religious liberties. That's so important. Federal funds should never be used to subsidize discrimination. And you're right. We did indeed strengthen those laws protecting women, minorities, the elderly, and the handicapped against discrimination. You were the leader on that one, Ted. I give you credit. You had an awful good team to back you up, like me. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on his proposal to mandate employee health benefits. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.